In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mayo Monday with Gerard Mayo, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts when it comes to treating men's sexual health. There are 5 New England offices, or you can go to northeastmenshealth.com. Also brought to you by Land Rover of Norwood, by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, and by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes all football season long. Gerard Mayo, immediately, first impressions, listeners spoke. They chose that Biggie song as your walk-up song. Thumbs up?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up on that?
Thumbs up. He's
all
a
right.
Biggie fan.
Post-game, you said that one hurt yesterday?
Yeah, it hurt. At the same time, today's a Wednesday in our world. We got to get ready to move on to the Jets. But, you know, overall, I thought the guys went out there and they played hard. They played tough. They played physical. We just got to, you know, the end of the half and the end of the game, obviously we could have did a better job there.
You talked a little bit post-game about being able to push the ball down the field. What does that mean from your perspective? Does that mean being able to throw the ball more?
Absolutely. We have to throw. We have to hit those intermediate portions of the field, which right now we're not doing. The run game, those guys are really taking control of the line of scrimmage, but we have to be able to push the ball down the field. I'm not talking, you know, 70-yard bombs, but the 20-yard in cuts and plays like that.
And not being able to do that, is that an O-line thing? Is that a Jacoby Brissett thing?
No. I think it's a combination of multiple things. And, you know, our goal right now is just to get it fixed.
Gerard, when you look at your offensive line play for the first 2 weeks, especially, you know, pass protection, because I think they're doing a tremendous job when you talk about running the football. How do you guys feel about them pass protecting through these first 2 weeks of the season?
I would just focus on yesterday. I thought the pass protection was average at best. I thought, you know, they brought guys from different sides of the field, you know, stars and Mike backers. And, you know, even when they rushed forward, they were able to get, you know, back to Jacoby. And look, you know, as soon as – it doesn't have to be a sack to affect the passing game. Like, just bodies around the quarterback affect the passing game. So we have to do a better job, you know, just protecting Jacoby. And, you know, that's with the line and the backs and the tight ends as well.
It seemed like this week he was very accurate outside of the pocket and throwing the football when running. So I think that was, from my perspective anyway, better than last week from Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, he made some plays with his feet. You know, he was able to extend those plays. At the same time, you don't want to see your quarterback having to run away from pressure and make throws all day. You want him to be able to feel comfortable back there and make the throws that we need as a team.
His ability to escape, though, is that something that's just come with time, having a vet at quarterback, or is that something that Jacoby Brissett himself is just really skilled at?
You know, it does take time. And Jacoby, look, he's not the fastest. At the same time, he has good pocket presence. But I would still say overall, we just need to do a better job protecting them.
You said on Friday that you confirmed the reporting out there that Drake was getting 30% of the first team reps in advance of each week. Is that building towards something soon, or are you just trying to evaluate his growth this year? Is there something that he's building toward, and when he gets to that point, he takes over, or is it reliant on other factors?
For me, I'm focused on the Jets, and I'm not looking that far out. And as an organization, we're still 100% behind Jacoby.
Are you saying we're on to next week?
We're on to next week. Sorry, I hit the Peloton. I had to get that stress out.
Yeah, no, that's good. Who's your favorite Peloton instructor? Who do you like to watch?
I like them all.
You like them all. I like them all.
It depends what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to burn a lot of
UK
calories.
UK instructors.
It's Matt Wilpers if you're trying to build a lot of endurance. Okay. But everyone on there is good. Tuesday.
Yeah. Greg got a Peloton, and it was a great coat rack.
Actually, I do the Peloton virtually. We talked about that last week.
We did.
I need more virtual. Hold on. I got it.
So let me ask this question, because I know if you say getting the ball downfield, and some of the things maybe that you guys might be looking into is to help out the offensive line, maybe some, you know, bootlegs, moving the pocket a little bit, because that will help those guys out. Yeah. Now knowing that every time the rush is rushed, they know that the launch point is not going to be in the same spot all the time.
But we do that. You know, we have boots in our game plan. We have play action in our game plan. And when you run the ball for 180 yards, we should have those intermediate opportunities.
Right.
But we're just not taking advantage of it right now.
From your perspective, what happened on that Metcalf TD?
We just got caught with our pants down. That's on me, 100%.
You were asked after
that was a good call for them, and it was good timing. So I take responsibility for that.
You were asked after the game about that 4th-and-1 in overtime, and you said that you considered going for it. What was the deciding factor in not going for it?
just the gut feeling. I know that's the easy way out, but it was just a gut feeling for me.
The decision, obviously, in hindsight, it looks bad, but just in real time, the 3rd-and-5, as you were driving to go up 6 or 9, depending on what you did there in the final drive of the fourth quarter. Obviously, Jacoby gets sacked. Was there a decision there you regret not running the ball, just trying to get closer to field goal range?
Not at all. I'm not going to second guess that one.
Had some trouble later in that game converting on 3rd down.
Yeah.
Is that kind of back to what you were talking about earlier, which is that we need to find different ways to move that ball down the field?
Yeah, I always tell the guys, like, you don't know when that play is going to show up that we need it. And so every play has to be 100% and well executed for us to succeed.
Some of these younger receivers, I mean, we've heard about their great camp and everything. What are some of the things that maybe you could do early in games to try to get them involved and get the ball in their hands so they might be able to make plays and have a little bit more of a flow of the game as the game progresses?
I mean, that's part of it. You know, you try to scheme up. You've been around receivers that if you get them started early, then they're going to have a good game. If they don't get any touches early, then probably be a bad game. But what I would say is just, you know, as a part of the script is to try to get those young guys the ball.
Update on Juwan Bentley?
Not yet. You know, we'll find out here at 11 o'clock.
That penalty on Jonathan Jones, he being told on the saying that he was told on the field that it wasn't actually a penalty. How frustrating is that for you if every play counts, especially
I'm not going to be critical of the referees, but, I mean, that's hard. That's a hard thing, you know, when a referee tells you, you know, I messed up on that play. And, you know, for us, we just have to move on.
You brought up quick turnaround for the Jets. You look at Aaron Rodgers, been in the league a long time. What do you need to do against him from the defensive side of the football?
I would say first and foremost, it doesn't matter who we play. We need to do a better job keeping the quarterback in the pocket. And when we were letting the quarterback outside the pocket and, you know, this past game, you know, he made plays with his legs. Now, A-Rod, he's one of those guys. He may not be as fast as he used to be, but he's still mobile back there in the pocket and still can make all the throws. So had to get some type of pressure in his face somehow and also keep him in the pocket.
When you look at Jacoby Brissett, you kind of – early in the game, I think he did a really good job of getting the ball out of his hands quickly, managing the game well. Are there times and point in the game – when you as a coaching staff say, hey, maybe take a shot here, or, you know, don't force it into a bad situation, but be a little bit more aggressive. Is there like that balance?
We have those discussions on the sideline all the time. And, you know, I think at times we could be more aggressive. Mm-hmm. And so we'll try to do that this week.
Any clarity for us on the Okorafor situation? Was he just mad about being benched? Has he left?
It didn't sound. You know, look. Once again, I called Chooks and we had a great conversation, and I was checking on him just as a man first and foremost. We'll see what happens today. I know Elliot and his staff are in contact with his team.
Jacoby looked like he got banged up a little bit, hand or arm or even rib. I don't know. He was wincing in pain after one of the plays. Is he fine? Everything's good with him?
We'll find out. You know, once again, we have our staff meeting. We have our medical check coming up here soon. So today's a Wednesday in our world, like I said, and so we're kind of pushing everything back a little bit.
Speaking of injuries, if you were Tua's head coach, what advice would you give him?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to take a page out of Coach McDaniel's book there where he said, you know, he didn't want anyone talking about his quarterback. So I'm going to pass on that one.
A lot of passes.
No, there weren't a lot of passes.
I got another
in
one.
In the game you're talking about?
I got another one. I got another one for you. Malcolm Butler was the keeper of the light.
Keeper of the light.
Ooh. Could you let us know what happened when he didn't play in that Super Bowl?
Oh, man.
No? You have no information?
Nah, my headset keeps cutting.
As long as we're going down this road.
You said Jets?
Yeah, Jets. Yes,
as long as we're going down this road of awkward questions, Greg, I don't know if you noticed, Gerard, but Bill Belichick is on 60 different shows, and he decided not to mention the team in any of them. He avoided all talk of the Patriots. Was that surprising to you?
Well, I don't watch anyone. I don't even really watch the show.
You know who is on with us every Thursday is Bill O'Brien.
Okay.
What do you think of the job he's doing over there?
They have a competitive team. I think he's doing a good job.
Yeah.
Gerard, when you look at the way you're able to run the ball and play defense, does that give you because those are like the foundations that you always try to build your team on, but does that give you a lot of confidence week by week going, okay, because of those two things, we're always going to be in games and we're always going to have opportunities to win football games?
100%. That's how I see it. If we can run the ball and control the time of possession, play good defense, we'll always have a chance. Now, in saying that, we do need explosive plays. We have to, you know, keep these defenses, you know, on their heels. And I would also say, defensively, we got to be able to keep the quarterback in the pocket because they're only getting more and more athletic.
As a guy that played in them and now you're coaching in them, as a general rule, do you like the Thursday night games? Do you think that you can get your team ready? You said it's already Wednesday,
yeah,
but it's actually Monday. Like, are you as a player, what did you think about them? And now as a coach, how do you feel?
To me, I love Thursday night games. You know, it's like a mini bye week. So after that game, we'll give the players a few days off to reset, and then we can look at our team as a whole from a coaching perspective and really do just a major self-scout. And you have a couple extra days to do that.
What's a short week like for guys like Gibson and Stevenson, who, you know, were running pretty hard yesterday, getting hit over and over again? Like, how do you protect them to make sure that they're ready to go on a Thursday?
Walkthroughs. Walkthrough, walkthrough, walkthrough. So there won't be any padded practice or, you know, max velocity, max speed practices. It'll be more walkthroughs just so we can get more reps.
All right, Courtney's question was the Hellman's Mayo question of the week. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store and add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
We need some deliciousness on Thursday night.
Yeah, you really do. Do you have any, like, any pregame rituals that you could switch up? I mean, do you do the same thing? I saw you walking out on the field with a cup of Joe yesterday.
Yeah, I do that every. I've done that since I became a coach in 19.
Maybe switch to tea or something.
Nah, I'm not really. I'm not really superstitious. Look, it comes down to execution. It comes down to everyone, coaches, players, all of us being on the same page and going out there executing. I don't care if I had, you know, whatever, a lucky rabbit's foot in my back pocket or not. You know, it comes down to execution.
All right. Well, we're waiting for you to execute come Thursday night.
I know.
Night,
same so. Here, man. Same here.
Well, how do you feel? I know you're getting ready to go, but it's the last one for me.
That was a good...
It was a good way to say goodbye. Wendy wants to ask you about Drake May again.
No, I was going to ask you, like...
Don't you think you could throw the ball if Drake May were your quarterback?
I'm trying to... Listen, this is your first two games in.
Joe Milton can throw it 100 yards.
What about Joe Milton?
He can. Well, they say he could throw it 100 yards. I don't know about that one. But, you say self-evaluation. How do you feel like you've been able to do in these first 2 weeks? Like, what are some of the things that you learned from, some of the mistakes that you made? Like, just because you obviously you're self-scouting every single day. Where do you feel like you've been just through these first 2 weeks of the season?
I would say we have a tough football team that can play good special teams overall, using, you know, the first 2 weeks, play good special teams, run the ball, stop the run, and – you know, when I look back on it, I mean, how we started the show, we just have to be able to push the ball down the field. And we have guys on our team that can get open, and it's our responsibility as coaches to push it down there.
When the schedule comes out, do you do what we do and pencil in wins and losses? Was this penciled in as a win for you, and that's why you were?
Look, any given Sunday. Yep. Any given Sunday. And no, for you, it probably was a bunch of L's when you did ours.
No, this one was a W.
All right, coach.
Let's try this again.
All right, yeah, we'll try it again. We'll do it again. All right, that is Gerard Mayo.
head coach of the New England Patriots, and our conversation with the coach is brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. It took overtime, but the Pats fell to the Seahawks in the home opener yesterday. 23-20 was the final at Gillette. Jacoby Brissett finished the day completing 15 of 27 passes for 149 yards and a touchdown. The Red Sox fell to the Yankees yesterday 5-2, losing that series 3-1. The guys are off today before taking on the Rays in Tampa Bay. We'll get to a lot of Gerard Mayo nuggets, I'm sure,
yes,
coming up after the break.
I am so happy to be with Greg, where finally I wasn't the one asking the Butler question. That just made my day.
I'm trying to help you on that.
I'm saying, I'm thanking you.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
I feel like we got to ask Butler.
Wiggy also doing what police officers do a lot. They act like they're wrapped up with the investigation, and then they throw one more question at you.
Yes.
When
yes,
they think you're safe.
Yes.
Well, you know what? The Canton police should have did that.
Right.
Investigated a little
point.
Bit better.
Both sides.
Good point. The Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes is back. This is your chance to win free groceries for a year, plus other incredible Boston sports and concert prize experiences. To enter, check your receipt for entry codes when you spend $50 or more. Official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 66 and sunny right now in Boston. Afternoon high, beautiful, with highs in the low 80s.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Patriots Monday all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, and it was great to have Gerard Mayo on, as we do every Monday. Any nuggets? Anybody get any nuggets from Gerard Mayo? Curtis, any nuggets?
Bill Belichick got a lot taller would be my biggest nugget.
Uh-huh.
That was a Belichick-esque.
I
thought a little more, you know, obviously.
Personality.
A little more personality.
Yeah.
But
so you're saying Bill after a loss with personality.
Right.
Yeah, the answers it was a little. The answers were a one sentence as opposed to a paragraph from
right.
Gerard Mayo this morning.
Right,
so.
I would still say, you know, better packaging in terms of being polite and seemingly like a person that actually had feelings. But in general, I would also say the biggest pullout quote early on, checking the social medias, would be the average offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
That is clear.
That's a nugget.
That's a big nugget. That's a nugget that I would have with some barbecue sauce.
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe some mayo.
Also, no nuggets for Courtney. Yet.
Also, we have the wide receivers that can make the plays down the field. So we were trying to figure out what is it. Is it the wide receivers? Or what is it? They're coaches concern the wide receivers can't do it, the O-line can't do it, or the quarterback. Seems like they have all the confidence in the world in the wide receivers. Now, based on that, it's just like the confidence isn't there in the O-line.
He's still not willing to go down the Drake May path, though. Like, he is all focused on just riding with Jacoby Brissett and looking forwards to the Jets. Well, like,
my question then would be, why the hell is Drake May getting 30% of the reps then?
Bingo.
I've never seen that at all in my playing career, and I bet your Mayo would say the same thing. I've never seen the backup get 30% of the first team reps.
Yeah, I would say that removes the possibility that they think this is a redshirt year. Because if it's a redshirt year, you have the entirety of next spring, summer, into the fall to get him ready to go. So I don't know whether it's... It could be an indictment on the offensive line that they feel like Brissett could get hurt, could get dinged, so they don't want to have a guy who's the backup be that ill-prepared. But I was saying this to Ken on Saturday. This would have been a clear second guess if they lose week one to the Bengals, where Jacoby Brissett looks bad, you lose the game to Joe Burrow, and it comes out that only 70% of the first-team reps was going to your starter. that could be an easy opportunity for second guessers to point to Bill Belichick accurately saying back in 2001, you can't prepare a quarterback for a game if he's not getting all the first team reps.
That's the only thing that it can be, is that I think, is that you're afraid that he's going to get his head knocked off, because he can manage a game. Drake May can manage the game.
Yes.
The way Jacoby Brissett is managing the game. What you gain, I think, with Drake May is his arm.
Is the ability for explosive plays, which Mayo said, we need explosive plays.
He can get out of the pocket. He can scramble. He can do all those things that Jacoby Brissett can do. So, I mean, it has to be the quote, as you know, as he said, the average offensive line, I guess. This is Joe. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. You know, Mayo comes across as a likable guy. I mean, it's such a big difference between him and Belichick when they come out on Mondays. This question's for Wiggy. Wiggy.
Yeah.
I gotta say, the difference when you used to interview Belichick and Mayo, it seems like you were grew a new set of balls, because it seemed like every time you asked Belichick a question, you were kind of like, you could hear the crack in your voice. And Courtney and you, and I got one for Courtney. Courtney, your case, every time you ask Belichick a question, it seemed like you would hide behind Greg Hill. Now it's like you seem more comfortable over there. I like it. I like the new style.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
I was scared of Bill.
Me too. Terrified, actually.
Yeah.
I felt still like if I ask him the wrong question, is Bill going to cut me?
I sometimes think back to it, and I just absolutely revel in it. When I asked if he was the right person to lead the rebuild, and he just stared at me.
Yeah.
Oh, he hated me. It was so fun. I loved that. I mean, I'm so much happier with Mayo for many reasons, but
yeah,
the Bill tension pre-post interview, the build-up when one of us would see Bears, would be like, okay, coming up.
I'm guessing that he might comment this week on Pat McAfee on a Patriots loss. Maybe.
I think it very well may
come
up. I mean,
he certainly was willing to gush about Keon White.
Right.
And,
he signed a non-disclosure agreement. He can't talk about
to talk about players, personnel that is on this team.
Did you see what happened to get him to talk about him? Chris Long basically held his picture in front of him on Inside the NFL, and Bill was like, yeah, he's my guy of the week.
Yeah.
He also wrote on Instagram before, talking about the 2014 team.
Yes, he did.
It was a nice Canva written out, you know, seems like he has
Jordan
a graphics.
I thought Jordan did a great job with that. Yeah. She really did put
and
it
in. Every time, there was a couple times, because you asked, there was a couple times in that game yesterday, and it happened in the first game, where it is Jacoby Brissett, he gets, it looks like he was hurt. One time he was grabbing his leg, and I was like, uh-oh.
No, well, he got up one time, and
it was his shoulder. He went like his arm slash shoulder. At the end of that game, he went down on it. It looked like it really hurt. But
some people were saying it was his hand, though, because I guess after the game, it looked like he had some really bad rash, like all down his hand and arm.
Rash?
So, like a turf burn.
Oh, okay. Oh God. Oh.
Yeah.
That is awful.
No, I saw, I saw that anyway, but that was that one where he was sacked and he landed on his elbow slash shoulder, looked like. But, I mean, that's his thing, is he gets... He has a tendency to get hurt, so that's what you have to worry about. But, that's why.
It's just interesting to me that Drake May is getting 30% of the snaps. It's an interesting thing. And let's say this.
Can we all be honest? Mm-hmm. When we all want Jacoby Brissett to be 100% healthy, he seems like a really good guy. When he went down yesterday, when he was grimacing, as Courtney alluded to it, wasn't there a part of you that got excited? Like, okay.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, it's Drake May time.
Right.
I was like, you know, you don't want to see guys get hurt, but I was like, okay, it's Drake May time.
You're not getting Drake May until they are ready for you to get
Drake. So let's play this game. You lose to the Jets. He has another performance where he throws the ball for $125, and he's averaging 5 yards per pass.
Still not getting the receivers involved.
Right. Then you play the 49ers in San Fran, and it's the same thing. You don't think the Miami game at home.
I guess maybe you will if they believe that Drake May is ready at that point.
Well, and if Miami is still without Tua, which we think at the bare minimum he'll be out for week 5.
Yes, I
that is
it.
A borderline must win. Where you're 1-3.
Right.
You're coming home from the West Coast. You're going against Skylar Thompson, if it's not Tom Brady.
Right.
And that is a game where if the offense looks exactly as it did yesterday the next two games, Drake May's in week five.
This is Coach. Hey, Coach, what's up?
Hey, great show as always. If I had Pop Warner Van Pelt in front of me, I would tell him the best way to cover up a very poor pass blocking offensive line and to get my receivers involved is a serious screen game. I'm talking a tunnel screen to the widest receiver, a middle screen to this gentleman by the name of maybe Pop Douglas, and obviously a slip screen to my running backs. It does so many things. It slows down a pass rush, as Wiggy knows. It allows your quarterback to have some safe throws and get his feet wet. Mayo talks about getting vertical and pushing the ball down the field. That requires pass blocking. We suck at it. Let's get a screen game going.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Well, I like the tunnel screens, and I like that. But I also think that if you want to take shots downfield, and Curtis and I were talking about this off air, is go with a seven-man protection. Keep the tight end. Keep the back end. And now you're able to have a three-man route, and you're able to maybe take some shots downfield, and you have seven-man protections. Because Mayo even talked about it. They were still able to get pressure on a four-man rush. So it gives you an ability to maybe double-team guys and put you in a better situation where the quarterback has more time to maybe take more shots down the field. And that's a great way to be safe, but also potentially be productive when it comes to explosive plays.
Another thing, Tyquan Thornton just disappears.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Like, did you think you see him once?
Did he even play yesterday?
He wasn't. I mean, I thought he was. He wasn't inactive.
He wasn't inactive.
I don't believe I saw him on the inactive list. I mean, that. And the other one is Pop Douglas last year. The end around, like, the guy is fast. I mean, those two guys, you should do whatever you can to get the ball in their hands.
Well, they ran, didn't they run one of those? They ran one, but it was with Polk, maybe?
No.
Yeah, reverse.
But I think they've got away from, like, you know, Pop Douglas.
Got no yards, by the way.
Yeah, it was all running sideways.
You got Pop Douglas in the slot, maybe throwing him a little bubble screen. So I almost forgot. That's what I mean, and that's why I when you look at it, and at least Mayo gave us that golden nugget, you have Thornton, Pop Douglas, Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, I saw him playing, Osborne, whatever you want to call about, you know, whatever you want to say about him. But you have five wide receivers that literally they're invisible on the football field. Other than the Polk touchdown.
The brand manager, Ken Laird, checking in, saying Tyquan Thornton, 31 snaps yesterday. Pop Douglas, 38.
Yeah.
So they're out there.
They're out there, but they disappear.
Well, you know, that's why I said is their inability. But I also put some of that on the offensive coordinator because just like Coach said, you can get them screens and things like that to get the ball in the hand. Mayo said it to me, and he's spot on. When Mayo said, you know, you play the position. When you get a guy the ball early, it gives them some confidence, get the feel of that. And these guys don't even, like, do they even get targets?
This is David from Florida. David, what's up?
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. So, yes, about the play calling. I mean, I don't know if it was one of you guys or a caller ago who just was talking about the screen passes. There's no screen passes. Another thing that bothers me, too, is the running backs formations. Everything is a single running back with Ramondre back there. Put in a double set or a two-set backfield with the other guy, and then you can do all kinds of things off that.
I love the
so
other guy.
So the play calling. Gibson, that's his name.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, the play calling, it's not as bad as last year by any means, but it's still very vanilla. And they have to find ways to be more creative, I guess, on the offense. So.
No, thank you. I think that's what Gerard Mayo is saying, but yet he's the head coach. So,
right.
I go in there, walk into Alex Van Pelt and tell him to scheme something up.
Your D's good enough to keep the games.
No, I think they go into it. They went into it at least this week relying on the run again. He said that.
Right. But that's what
they succeeded in the run.
But he said they were going to have something, you know, zips and zaps ready to go after once they stopped the run.
That left with Zappy. But he does say that. But, Greg, here's the issue. The defense is keeping them close enough where they can just stick with the run. If they play the Jets and here's what I'd like to see. And I'm only calling on it because I want to see what they do.
They should call their blitz package this week ivermectin.
Get down by 14 points. 14-0, 21-7. Then let's see.
But this team, do you have confidence in this team coming back?
No.
But then you'll get a clearer picture of what they look like when they have to throw the ball and they're in those situations.
Isn't that the biggest insult, that Tyquan Thornton was on the field for almost half of the offensive snaps and nobody saw him?
Yeah.
I didn't even see.
Like that. What Pop numbers, Douglas?
Pop
51,
Douglas.
Whatever. Like, what in the world?
But that goes to my point, Curtis. If you get down by 14 points, then you have no choice but to throw the football, and then we can at least see what your passing game maybe looks like.
And I just thought of this. Was it a mistake? Is it a mistake in today's NFL to receive in overtime? Because
yes.
Yeah.
I feel like they should have picked the side, and then if you hold them to a field goal,
right.
All you need is a field goal. And if they score a touchdown, you still get a chance.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, always give them the ball first because then you know what you need.
Right. That was an odd decision.
Yeah, that one. That we could have used Bill for that one.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a bit.
WWBD.
Right.
Yes.
Curtis.
What would.
You can give him one.
What was the record in overtime with Bill the last 4 years?
I don't know.
No, yeah.
Remember,
that would have been one Bill definitely would have gotten
right. I think he started that whole thing for that Denver game. I will never forget. I was at that game down on the field and it was freezing cold. And it went to overtime. It was Peyton Manning, Wes Welker. And they went to overtime and he deferred and he gave Denver the ball. And then, granted, this was before the whole rules.
That was before the rule change.
Right. But it was like Bill taking, saying, okay, we now know what we have to ultimately do. But in this case, with the new rule change, I would always defer and say, okay, defense, you go out there first. So now offense, you know what needs to be done.
All right. Well, it is a Patriots Monday, and the Patriots lose in overtime week two. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. It's a Patriots Monday all day long. You can talk about the result yesterday and a quick look ahead to a quarterback who expects greatness on Thursday night, and that is Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh.
And the New York Jets. So a division game for your New England Patriots, and you're in hostile territory. And as Gerard Mayo said earlier with us, quick turnaround. Today's a Wednesday, so we'll talk to Jelani Tavai on this show Wednesday, which will be his Friday, Saturday, if I'm doing things right.
Well,
yes.
Yeah. Well, and I would say that looking forward to Thursday night, Courtney did the big breakdown of the actual standings and the tiebreakers. If you're going to lose one, better to lose to the Seahawks and the Bengals. NFC loss doesn't count as bad in the standings. So one day we may be looking back at that as a good victory. Good loss.
Are you okay?
I have been suffering from severe heartburn this morning,
oh.
And it's my first time in my life. Oh. I don't know if this is just a part of getting older.
Oh. You've
but
never
I,
had heartburn
no.
before?
When I tell you, it feels like there is a bubble just sitting on my chest right here.
Oh. What did you eat today?
Nothing. I haven't had anything, but
That's
we were a little naughty with our food yesterday, I will say.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, we ordered a lot of Olympic
pizza, legit.
Yeah, it's really good, but maybe, I don't know.
Did you have any toppings on the,
No, cheese.
Right.
Just cheese.
So you're dealing with a gas bubble, not hot burn. Because
okay.
Hot burn is burns.
This if feels
you're the,
like...
Are you the expert?
Oh, yeah, when it comes to hot burn, I got Prolosec, what's the one with the O?
Tums?
No, the one with the O.
Ozempic?
Not Ozempic. I'm forgetting the name.
Anyway,
it's another hopper and pill.
It was
Pepto?
I chew Tums like they're Skittles.
Oh,
you're not supposed to do that.
Well,
you're supposed
don't...
to adjust your diet. You don't want to be eating Tums every day.
Right, just have a Z-Pack.
Like candy.
Oh,
did you notice,
Zempropol.
Did you think it was weird that Courtney, that Wiggy told Courtney to take her top off to examine
yes,
the
I thought
heartburn?
That was very strange. Very strange.
No, it just feels very, very weird.
Yeah, you got a gas bubble.
I don't know. Maybe it's acid reflux.
You need a good.
Never had that either.
Well, that would
good
be
burp.
That would be the stomach. Do you feel stomach acid coming up through your throat?
Right.
No, the best way I can describe it is like a bubble going from my throat to my chest.
Huh. Yeah. Right, where you feel like you need a burp, but you can't.
Don't go to WebMD.
Yeah, no, I will not.
Hot burn would be like it feels like it burns, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Right, that's the burn.
Speaking of Thursday too, a mention of the Pete Frady's family having
the captain's ball.
That is this Thursday. Nancy Frady's reached out to Curtis and I the other day, so I wanted to make mention of that. And if you're looking for something to do tomorrow evening, may I invite you to Loco in South Boston? I am hosting Bravo Trivia.
Oh.
So tickets are on sale.
Okay.
Rachel Fuda from Real Housewives of New Jersey will be there.
Okay. Wiggy will probably be there.
No, I'm Real Housewives of Atlanta. So if you had one of the Atlanta Housewives, I would have definitely been there.
You do love reality television.
I do love reality TV.
Yeah.
I don't know how good I would be because there's so many Real Housewives, you know, whether it's Potomac, whether it's Utah, Miami.
Potomac.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they got.
There's a Hulu about, we mentioned it briefly. Have you guys seen this? Everybody's talking about the Mormon.
I ate it up in one day.
Maybe that's the heartburn.
Maybe. It is so wild.
Yeah, we talked about that briefly on the show. Also that there's a new Netflix Red Sox October series.
Oh, coming out October 23rd. It is on the 2004 Red Sox. It looks awesome.
Amazing.
I know, that is my prime, but there is a great sit down as part of the 1 minute teaser that Netflix tweeted out on Friday where Jason Veritek, they play the McCarver line where McCarver was ripping Veritek for not taking his mask off when fighting A-Rod. And if Veritek is as direct and blunt about it throughout, it will be worth that in and of itself because, as you know, Veritek doesn't go out of his way to talk about that.
Yeah.
Famously doesn't autograph, you know, pictures of the fight, all that. But
Eddie Vedder last night did a really nice tribute to Stacey and Tim Wakefield and talked about Theo taking him out to the bullpen one time and Jason Veritek was catching Tim Wakefield. And Jason Veritek told Eddie Vedder, just stand here. And you're going to want to move, but don't move. Just trust me on this. And Tim Wakefield started throwing knuckleballs, and they went out and around. And Eddie Vedder stood there and watched firsthand watched the knuckleball, said it was an experience that he would never forget in his life.
So I bet that was pretty cool.
The most nerve-wracking moment I've ever had as a fan in a building was Game 5, 04 ALCS. They had already Wakefield came in relief, pitched one hit ball for six innings into the 13th inning, but there were always runners on base, and Mirabelli wasn't catching. It was Veritek who obviously never caught never caught Wakefield, and there were these pass. I mean, it was unbelievable the tension in that building that day. But anything to remember the 04 Red Sox, I am all about.
All right, you said that's October 23rd.
I believe it's coinciding with the date of the comeback against the Yankees, which was in early October.
Nerd alert too. There is going to be a new series called The Penguin. Batman spinoff looks pretty
Colin
good.
Farrell.
Pretty good.
Oh, that's okay with Wiggy.
Yeah.
Unlike Harry Potter.
Right.
That's fine with Wiggy.
Yeah, that's DC. That's cool.
That's cool.
The cool kids watch.
Yeah,
I didn't know Wiggy was the
Terminator. Batman's a cool thing. That's a lot cooler than Harry Potter. Okay. Let's be honest.
Yep.
All right. Well, we got to go.
If
you missed anything this morning, go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. That includes Gerard Mayo, who is with us, and Boomer Esiason, who is with us this morning. We are back in the studio tomorrow for a Tie Tuesday with Ty Law. Jones and Keefe are next. Thank you for your patronage.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.